Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe.
Please chant Japa for 1 minute. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Okay. How did you do? How did you do? Were you able to listen?
One mantra, we are listening.
Did you hear one mantra?
Yes.
How wonderful. Maybe both his capacities out. Now, I think Prabhu. Yeah, I gave two. I have too many. And also here's... This sheet is the... I'll give it to you after. I need one also, please. Some very important instructions from Srila Prabhupada here. Okay, if everyone have one, please turn to just that first sheet. Begin with Krishna chanting, it says on the top. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila 22. 31 to 34, New York,
1967.
Whoops. Hold on.
Krishna is the original son.
But that's not what we want to hear. Yes, but wait.
So far, Krishna
is the first one.
There are many evidences from Vedic literature in Isha Upanishad and other Upanishads. In Bhagavad Gita also, the Lord says, Brahmana aham pratistha. I am the source of Brahma Jyoti. So you find in the 14th chapter, last verse, Brahmana aham Jyoti. Is there in Bhagavad Gita? You find out, 14th chapter, last verse.
The English?
Yes.
So I am the abode of Brahman, the immortal and the imperishable.
of eternal law is absolute bliss. That's all. So, he is the source of Brahma Jyoti. So, if we have such realization that Krishna is absolute, and if we realize, it is a question of realization. Now, when you chant Hare Krishna, if we chant mechanically, then the effect is different. I have already given you the 10 kinds of offenses that there are in chanting Hare Krishna. So mechanical way chanting is also another offense. So offenseless chanting, of course, in the beginning, we are five, we are apt to commit so many offenses. But you should be careful that the chanting should be offenseless. Then we shall realize that Krishna is present. By his name, he is present. He will realize and he will have the same effect as you expect by meeting Krishna personally. You can see Krishna and you can hear Krishna. Because Krishna is absolute, there is no difference between seeing and hearing. That is the absolute sense. People give more stress on the eyes. Oh, can you show me Krishna? Or can you continue to hear Krishna? Why do you give? This is also one sense, that is also another sense. Do you think by seeing you will understand everything? You are seeing so many things daily, do you understand? So, this is all foolishness. That can you show me? Now we have got so many senses. So, perception, through any sense, because he is absolute, the same effect. Either you see him personally, or you hear him, rather, hearing is better, because by seeing, you cannot understand Krishna. When Krishna was present, all people saw him, but they could not understand Krishna. But one who heard of Krishna, even 5,000 years after, just like we are hearing, we can understand Krishna as far as possible. So hearing is most important. You'll find in the 13th chapter, Shruti Parayana. Shruti Parayana. Shruti Parayana means one who is very much eager to hear about Krishna. He is very nice, qualified man. So hearing is very important thing than seeing, or touching, or smelling. It's so important when all other senses are not acting, sleeping, no other sense acting. As soon as telephone bell is called, get up. No other sense is left. The hearing is so perfect. Therefore, according to Vedic principle, this hearing is very important. Yes. And one who is very much eager to hear about Krishna is very expert, because hearing is knowledge. So, if we hear Krishna, about Krishna, his name, his fame, then Krishna is present before us.
So, this is obviously very important for us to keep in mind as we ascend the great hill into the universe of chanting Krishna's names. We should keep in mind that Krishna is actually present there in his names. But how to get Krishna to manifest himself? So the first principle that we spoke about, you want to try it? We have to, as Prabhupada said, chant offenselessly. So we know so many, the 10 offenses, and there's the seva aparads. And interestingly enough, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about the anartas that cover, that disallow us from getting the effect of chanting that make us durdaivam, unfortunate. In aparads, he lists four. One is seva aparad, or offense in deity worship, or form, to the form of Krishna. And he has nam aparad listed. And we know there are 10 offenses against the holy name. But he also puts Vaishnava aparat separately to emphasize it. But in addition, he also has basically jana aparat, offenses to ordinary people, to anyone. So we naturally will become offenseless the more we advance and become well-wishers of everyone and not cause difficulty for anyone. This is the heart of a Vaishnava. So, Krishna is there in his name. And by chanting Krishna's names, when we are eager to chant Krishna's name, he becomes eager to manifest himself before us. We heard yesterday that comment of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explaining, where Krishna explains, he explained the mind of Krishna himself. Krishna is unfathomable, unlimitedly deep. And he explains Krishna's mind that even while we are trying to worship Krishna through Nam Sankirtan, and that is the mood that we should chant him, that this is our seva, this is our worship of Krishna. I am his servant and this is how I'm worshiping him. So he explains, as you remember, or what do you remember from that quotation of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's? How does he reciprocate? Anyone remember something? Raise your hand if you remember something. Raise your hand if you don't remember something from that. It's so important, I'll read it again. Because it's so nice and so important to keep in mind today. Because today, we can't see it because the curtain after we just wake up is possibly thicker. But maybe someone can remove the curtain over here to remind us or put it up. That the Dham in the Holy Land, Vrindavan, Sridham, Mayapur, Krishna, or the actual spiritual world, filters through. The covering is thin. It's an excellent opportunity to focus the mind, especially to take shelter of Krishna's names. Excellent opportunity. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he describes at the end of chapter 32, the end of that chapter, he describes, for those surrendered souls, what word should we notice in that? Surrender, that means fixed, nishta, and this will come up in another moment too. We are fixed, I am Krishna's servant, I am chanting Krishna's names as his servant. For those surrendered souls who worship me through Nam Sankirtan and other means, I do not respond in order to make their worship more perfect. He is consciously acting as if he's not responding, but because his response is not responding, that's what he's doing. His response is to not respond. It's very personal. It's coming from Krishna, the appearance of not responding. Why does he do this? O gopis, who cannot understand my real intention. Why does Krishna appear to not respond? What is his real intention? Is it that he doesn't care? Is it that he's not aware of our attempt? No, O gopis who are not aware of my real intention, not seeing me, those surrendered souls, develop deep humility, feeling, alas, alas, everything I have done has been useless because I am an offender. I've committed unlimited offenses to other living entities, to devotees, to the holy name, to the deities, to the Dham. My mind is just full. It's an offensive mentality that I have. So Krishna does this to bring these type of thoughts sincerely to the heart. Because I'm an offender, Krishna has not shown even the slightest favor towards me. Let me be damned. It is due to my mentality that Krishna is neglecting me. Let me be damned means let this mentality be damned. Not let me be damned, but let this offensive mentality that I possess, critical of everything, everyone. Again, its cause is false ego, as if the whole universe is supposed to line itself up according to my desires. What illusion. And that causes all this offensive mentality. And by constantly thinking in this way, condemning the offensive mentality, those who have not yet developed mature love for me will become free from lust and anger. It's basically the same. This is the broomstick shoe method of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Yes, you look what you have done, my mind. You're keeping me from Krishna. You're causing me to be offensive by the way that you think. And who are you to criticize others? Who are you? Who do you think you are to criticize others? Oh, mind. But by thinking in this way, the mind, love, the mind becomes free, or one becomes free from lust and anger, and awakens the pure devotion, full of power and brilliance. It comes. So we wish to keep in mind as we go up the hill on this day, this very fortunate day, even though I woke up this morning thinking, oh no, I have to put my mind through it again, oh no. But this is very fortunate. This horrible mentality has... Janmashtami, why are you laughing, Prabhu? It has a hidden benediction in it. Because it reveals something about my nature. So what we should do, remember the keys, but of course I've tricked you. First one, this isn't a trick. We should try and hear, listen. Listen to one mantra so that our consciousness becomes purified, that the consciousness becomes purified and becomes absorbed in Krishna's name. And it will happen. We don't think, oh, I have to chant for 64 hours. Don't think like that, because the mind will kick. And don't think I have to be up there till 4 o'clock. The mind will kick. But just simply think I have to listen to one mantra. When I think that I have to chant for a long period of time, my mind will think, so boring. I have to do this, so rigorous. But this feeling of boredom is just another one of the feelings of the mind. And you can say, yes, 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 my dear mind, don't worry about it. You don't have the chances before. Just check, listen to one mantra. That's all. And then the mantra, the mind goes. So listen, hear one mantra. You have to be determined. You have to make that determination. And yato yato nistarati manas chanchana, the nature of the mind is flickering and unsteady. But just bring it back to this one point. Please listen to one mantra. And be detached. The mind
may not listen, may listen, what it did in the past, what it's going to do in the future, no concern. Just be concerned with one thing. So that was the first key. The second key is to not take the mind so seriously. It will say one thing 1 minute, it will be bored 1 minute, it will be sleepy 1 minute, it will be overexcited and overheated the next minute, it will love 1 minute, it will hate the next minute. And notice that it will just jump from one object to the next, but don't notice it too much. But it will just jump. It needs something to hold on to, either in the form of accepting or rejecting. That's what its business is. So, don't take it so seriously, and in that sense, neglect. And then, very, very important, when the difficulties appear and the dryness comes, know that Krishna is actually there, as Śrīla Vishnu said, and he's just letting what's inside come out. And we shouldn't want these things because they're standing in the way between us and Krishna. And then what really we have to do is we have to see that, after all, we are very, very, very tiny and fallen and offensive, at least I can say for myself. And then we have to put our mind on our one hope. And the one hope is the mercy of the Lord Jesus. So we have to place ourselves in the hands, not have to in the sense we don't have a choice, but have to in the sense, if we want Krishna's mercy, then we have to place ourselves in the hands of the holy names and give up our attempt to think that I'm going to control and manipulate, and I just have to, all I can do is my part, and my part is to listen and then allow the consciousness to touch the holy names. Let that one substance, the citta, mana, buddhi, and ahankar, let it become bathed in the holy names. And then, the rest of the part, I've made a shift, because I had listed as the fourth key, the things that were very important, but that's not really what I wanted to say. Because the fourth key, the key that opens it all, is, as you all already know, you know what it is already. These things lead to the actual key. This is all part of it. Such suspense. Such suspense, everyone's probably forgotten already what I'm trying to do here. No, here it is. Everyone knows. It's Krishna's causeless mercy. We're actually completely dependent on Krishna's causeless mercy for our advancement. We try, we bang our head against the wall, trying, I'm going to do it by using all the tricks that have maintained me and got me to be able to succeed to whatever extent I've succeeded in this world so far, but they will all turn out to be 2 inches too short. And to end, what I would like to do is read Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's important comments on this pastime of 2 inches too short. Because he explained the ultimate key, as you would expect, perfectly and sweetly and in great depth. So Mother Yasoda, in her Shuddha Vatsalya Prem, she wanted to chastise Krishna and punish him for his
Because how could she consider that her boy, who was so restless, would grow up still in this mood? So, while Mother Yasoda was trying to bind the offending child, she saw that the binding rope was short by a distance, the width of 2 fingers. The rope was short this much. Thus, she brought other rope to join it. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has a short comment here. Though Yasoda could bind her child by love, though the size of her lap was small, still the small form, she was holding him on her lap, the small form of the boy was all powerful. This is shown in 3 verses. Krishna was thinking, I cannot be bound up because I must do my daily duties of stealing yogurt and playing with my friends. How can I do this? Krishna's vibhuti shakti, his potency, because Krishna has so many potencies, his internal energies. Vibhuti means his opulence. So his potency of opulence, inspired by his satyasankalpa shakti, his potency of his ichcha shakti, whatever he desires comes about. So Krishna desired not to be bound. And that inspired further Krishna's vibhuti shakti to display his power, his aishwarya. So suddenly that potency entered Krishna's body, and thus the rope remained 2 fingers too short, no matter how many ropes Mother Yasoda tied together. Text 16. The new rope was also short by a measurement of 2 fingers. And when another rope was joined to it, it was still 2 fingers too short. As many ropes as she joined, all of them failed. Their shortness of 2 fingers only could not be overcome. Thus, Mother Yasoda joined whatever ropes were available in the house. But still, she failed in her attempt to bind Krishna. Mother Yasoda's friends, the elderly gopis in the neighborhood, were smiling and enjoying the fun. Similarly, Mother Yasoda, though laboring in that way, was also smiling. All of them were struck with wonder. The comment of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. All the elderly gopis in the neighborhood were laughing. In her astonishment, Yasoda thought, a rope of 150 feet does not fit around my son's small waist. And his waist is only this amount. But his waist is not getting any bigger. His waist isn't expanding to 150 feet plus 2 inches, two fingers. His waist is not getting bigger. The rope is not getting shorter. But still the rope does not reach around him. This is the first amazing thing. This is Mother Yasoda's thoughts. Furthermore, when I tie the ropes together, each time it is 2 fingers too short. Not 3 fingers or 4 fingers. No matter how much rope I tie on, it's still simply 2 fingers too short. That is the second amazing thing. Text 18. Because of Mother Yasoda's hard labor, her whole body became covered with perspiration, and the flowers and comb were falling from her hair. When child Krishna saw his mother thus fatigued, he became merciful to her and agreed to be bound. Now here is the comment of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in this regard, and this is the essence of the message. As you cannot bind Krishna even with all the ropes in this house, then it must be concluded that it is Krishna's good fortune that it should not be. Listen, Yasoda, give up this attempt. Though the village women advised Mother Yasoda in this way, Mother Yasoda was determined. even if evening comes, and even if I tie together all the ropes in the entire village, I must find out just once the extent of my son's waist. Yasoda wanted to teach a lesson to her son. And in her persistence, she would not give up her attempt to bind the Lord. In the competition between Krishna and his devotee, because Krishna didn't want to be bound. Why didn't he want to be bound? He wanted to play. He wanted to do his duty of stealing butter and playing with his friend. Krishna is a person. He didn't want to be bound, but Mother Yasoda wanted to bind him because he was so naughty. So in the competition between Krishna and his devotees, the will of Krishna and the will of Krishna's devotee, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, the devotee's determination always prevails. Thus, seeing his mother's fatigue, Lord Krishna gave up his own persistence. He became merciful and allowed himself to be tied. Now, this last paragraph of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's comment contains some extremely valuable instructions. Please listen carefully. Krishna's mercy, which reigns as the king of all his potencies and illuminates all other of his potencies, it melts the heart of the Lord and it turns his heart into fresh melted butter. Very, very soft. The appearance of Krishna's mercy. So we heard about two of Krishna's potencies were evoked. First, his satya-sankalpa, which everything that he desires comes and happens. And then that called upon, when he didn't want to be bound, that called upon his Vibhuti Shakti, his Aishwarya Shakti, to enter his body and cause that rope to always be 2 inches too short, 2 fingers too short. But that is not the limit of Krishna's Shaktis. He has unlimited potencies. So when Krishna's mercy potency entered, then his Satya Sankalpa and Vibhuti Shaktis immediately disappeared, and the distance of 2 fingers was filled by 2 things: the devotee's hard work and his determination and his persistence, and that's called parisrama, which means hard work, and the Lord's causeless mercy. One finger is the devotee's duty, and the other finger is Krishna's part in this equation. Krishna Kripa is the Lord's causeless mercy. The bhakta nishtha, the firm faith of the devotee, seen, which is manifest in his tireless endeavor to serve and worship the Lord, and the swanishta, the steady quality of the Lord, which brings forward his mercy upon seeing the devotee's effort and fatigue caused Krishna to be bound. In the absence of these 2, the rope will always remain 2 fingers too short. But when bhakta nishtha, what is bhakta nishtha? The fixed determination, persistence, desire, blaming himself. That's like he described previously, or actually it comes later. This is due to my offenses, yet I may have to go to hell for my offenses, for what I've done, but yet I'm not going to give up serving and my chanting and my criticizing oneself and one's faulty mentality, and yet continuing to try with one's full heart. In the absence of these 2, the bhakta nishtha and Krishna's kripa shakti, the rope will remain 2 fingers too short. But when Bhakta Nishta, which is our job, so to speak, and Swanishta, Krishna's steadiness in his mercy, are present, the Lord can be bound. In this passive pastime, Lord Krishna showed Yasoda and the whole world that only love can bind the Supreme Lord. Okay, my dear devotees, we know what our mission is. We cannot rely on our own power. We feel discouraged. It's so hard. My mind's tired. My body's tired. Very, 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 very good. That means we have no qualification. And we have Krishna to depend on. So let us do our part. And let us try our best to serve Krishna by chanting his holy names. Thank you very much. Now we will sing one final song, perhaps the favorite song of the devotees. Sarira Vidya. Okay, go take prasanam.